Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Welcome to the Friday night edition. Anything goes. Actually, it's like that every night of the week. Monday through Saturday, as a matter of fact. We're here from Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock at night. Saturday, we're here doing
Free Talk Live. It's Open Lines Friday. No, it's Fat Man Friday.
It is Fat Man Friday.
Yeah, Scott joins us every Friday on the show. We also have, of course, Johnson Mondays and Jason Wednesdays. 1-800-259-9231. Now, the show is about your calls. Whatever it is that's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. And if we start an hour with a call on hold, we go to the call. So let's talk to JP, calling from Kansas City, listening on KCXL. JP, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, JP.
Doing good.
Hey, you know what? I tell you what, I do a show right before you guys.
Really?
And on Monday, we do a show called Omar, where it's open mic access radio, where you can call in or actually come in. We sometimes do live remotes and say whatever you want to say.
Cool.
And I don't know if you guys experienced, but I bet you guys, what happens to me, you get a lot of calls during the break where the people want to speak their mind, but they don't want to say it on the radio.
Actually, I don't know.
That used to happen when we were a local show. Like, they'd want to tell you what they think, and then you're supposed to put it in words for them and say it on the air.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, the cowards.
They are cowards. They're chickens, and I call them out all the time. So you know what we do now is when somebody calls in, even if we're on a break, see, we kind of buy our own airtime. We just stick them right on the air. So
there you go.
And what's the beautiful thing about that is that's how we prove that we don't screen our calls. We'll get telemarketers that call in.
That's great.
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
You know, you get in trouble doing that sometimes, but it's, you know, if you're not getting in trouble, then you're not doing your job.
I used to do the same thing. We'd every once in a while get somebody calling in on our line wanting to request music on some other station. They got confused and accidentally called us.
Right.
And, well, the station we used to work at, the station the show originated on, in the phone book, the studio line number was listed for every single radio station that Clear Channel owned in the market.
Oh, is that so?
So we would get calls from people that wanted to hear easy listening music. We'd also get calls from people that wanted to hear the
country?
Latest country songs.
So I just put them on. I'd say hold for a second, and I'd type their name in real quick and get them on the air. I want to hear Barry Manilow.
I always thought it was a lot of fun.
There's
But Ian had the ability every once in a while to take those calls and turn them into something good, though, too. So that's a little bit better. It wasn't just some old lady, I want to dedicate this song to my grandson. And then, okay, lady, you're crazy, and hang up. Now, Ian would just be like, really, are you on Social Security, ma'am?
Yeah.
And
how do you feel about President Bush?
I love what you guys do, I tell you. I mean, we've been trying to do that here at Kansas City Market. And you know, you find you get sometimes the same people calling, or you get people that just, you know, act like, you know, you're a total idiot. And I just tell everybody, I'll respectfully disagree with you. But, you know, I mean, it's just fun that what you guys do, and I wish you guys well, because it's a great idea. I think, you know, you guys, you know, whatever topic you want to bring up, I tell people to do it. And sometimes you get a lot of foodies, you know. You get somebody ask me to interpret a dream yesterday, you know.
Hey.
Sure, hey.
Yeah, anything goes. I mean, we mean it when we say it, and I'm sure you do as well, Jay.
I'll interpret your dreams. Give us a call.
I don't even want to go there anymore. But, hey, you guys are great, and you guys are coming in clear, and I hope you guys stay on our station.
Well, I'm sure we will. We've got a lot of people out there who apparently have been contacting the station and asking them to expand the show. But I'm concerned that JP, that we might, you know, if the station management decides they want to bring Free Talk Live all 3 hours, that might infringe on your show. And, I don't want to lose a listener as a result of that.
Nah. Our station is basically about that. It's the number one complaint hotline. How about that? So, for the voice of America, which is good, you know.
I was thinking maybe you guys could bump up an hour, and then we could have our first hour on. That way everybody's happy.
Well, I think you guys come on at 6.
Yeah, we do. Well, we come on at 6 your time on the network, but there's supposed to be somebody else on there at that time.
Oh, a couple of times there is. There's a couple of people that are on 6 to 7, but like today you guys were on at 6. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talking about the DJs and stuff, and I'm like, well, good, I'm one of those guys.
You know what? I didn't know that we were on the 6 to 7 o'clock hour in Kansas City. That's good to know.
Yeah, just a couple of times. But, you know, like coming up on Monday, and I think Wednesday you're not, other than that. But at least on Friday you are, so.
Very good, sir. JP, anything on your mind tonight?
You know what?
Considering considering you do a local show that's kind of similarly themed, did you ever want to get anything out worldwide?
I'm talking about this FDA and the Eat Less and Exercise More.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a commercial that says that. It's a fake funny commercial, but we've been playing it. We do some sports shows too, and we say it's sponsored by the Eat Less Exercise More, and the FDA stole it. They stole it from us.
They took it from you.
Yes,
that figures. They're a bunch of unoriginal bureaucrats, so it's not a surprise.
Right, we're a little angry about that. And then the other thing, where are you guys based out of?
Tampa Bay.
Okay, well, boy, you guys are having great weather. We're next to Kansas out here, and Kansas has a new slogan called "It's as big as you think it is." That's their new slogan.
Yes, it is.
And that's brutal. And we have a commercial about that. But I think it should be, "Hey, Arkansas, it's pronounced Kansas." Because that's about as smart as Kansas is, so.
All right, man.
That's on my mind. But anyway, hey, you guys keep doing great. We'll talk to you soon.
JP, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. And you can take control, bring up anything that's on your mind.
Don't worry, Ian. I'll explain it to you during the break.
Hey, Manwich, why do you know that Kansas's new slogan is as big as you think it is?
I read the news. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm all over the internet looking for news slogan.
No, wait, did you know it as well, Scott?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that until the guy who's from the area said something about it. But Manwich, never lived outside the state of Florida, is like, yeah, it's Kansas's new slogan. Don't you know that?
How did they end up doing that anyway? How did Kansas City in Missouri end up getting called Kansas City? What's all that about?
I would be interested in finding that out.
At least Mexico City is in Mexico, right?
That's true, and Texas City is in Texas,
as
we determined last week.
And New York City's in New York State. So how is it that happened? What, did they just kind of sign the wrong contract or something like that? Did they get a little mix-up when they were trying to name their cities? I don't get it.
Maybe someone from Kansas City started the whole settlement in Kansas City, Missouri, from Kansas City, Kansas.
Is there a Kansas City, Kansas as well?
Yes, there is.
Is it as big as a city? I don't think so.
Kansas City, Missouri is the more popular of the two Kansas cities.
Interesting.
Kansas City, Missouri is big. It's the 24th market? 29th market in the United States.
Oh, we didn't decide that. Arbitron decided that.
What did we decide? That's number 29. It is so because I have spoken it.
Man, if I could decide, I'd make it the number one market, Manwich, but that's just not going to happen. 1-800-259-9231.
Manhattan would have a problem with that.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. We don't want to piss off Manhattan, that's for damn sure.
Next hour, we're going to sit here and read the Arbitron list of metros.
No.
Wouldn't that be fun? Coming in at number 37.
Number 79.
77 is Sarasota, but it used to be 79.
Although we haven't had a good top 10 list in a while. It has been a couple weeks since we've had a good top 10 list. Maybe we should pull up the Lycos top 50 just for the hell of it.
Could be.
Just to see what's going on the old internet.
I'll check it out.
Hey, don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. The archives are there, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. And also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That is 1-888-532-4604. 4604, or log on at freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org. Talking about the eBay situation here, I don't have too much else to say except I'm pissed. I've sold a few things on eBay. I resent the 5% fee that they charged before. Now they're raising that to 8%. They're doubling this other 1.5% final value fee to 3%. I think they are asking for a major competitor. I think Amazon or Yahoo needs to step up and really promote the hell out of their auction service and promote the fact that their fees are half the price or a fourth of the price. Because it's time for some competition, and I'd like to see eBay sweat a little bit. 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control. Maybe we'll tell you about Bush's Inauguration Day plans coming up next. The amazing amount of security involved in this. 1-800-259-9231.
I got the Lycos Top 50.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll do that, too. This is Free Talk Live.
Whoa. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the Friday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Scott and Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. You've got some agenda that you want to push, we're here for you. And anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and experience the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described, easily downloadable in 1 hour chunks. And the size of the files is even something that you modem users can handle. So again, check that out. Absolutely free on the house at freetalklive.com. And a bunch of other cool stuff there too.
So modem users can download them?
Yeah.
Are they are they good quality files if modem users?
They're the same quality as the everyone else.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're a broadband or modem user, you're getting the same exact file. It's just their size is handleable. They modem users, I think, it's been so long since I've used a modem. How long would a 5 megabyte file take these days on like a 56K? Like 5 minutes?
Probably between 5 and 10 minutes,
yeah.
But actually, I just wanted to be the geek here for a moment and say that technically almost every home user in the country is on a modem. You mean a dial-up telephone modem.
Thank you. Old school, yeah, analog style modem.
As opposed to a cable modem or a DSL modem.
As opposed
modem.
To anything broadband, yes. Thank
yeah,
you for
a,
the clarification.
That is a geek statement. Yeah.
O-Tech geek you.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you gotta clarify where clarification is needed. So, yeah, so maybe it would take 15 to 25 minutes to download an entire show.
Well worth the time spent.
I happen to think so. Although, if you got broadband in your area, go ahead and step up. I mean, if you can afford the extra $20 or $30 a month, you will never regret
it. I'm happy with my dial-up.
I thought you went broadband recently.
Well, the roommate that got the broadband stopped paying for it, so I went back to my dial-up.
Do you have a separate phone line for your dial-up, Manwich?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really use my home phone.
Right.
I have a cell phone.
That's true.
So there you go.
Well, you could get rid of that home phone altogether.
I got a really good telephone number. Want to know it?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I know your cell phone number, and that's good enough.
1-800-259-9231. So, Inauguration Day coming up very soon, and El Presidente Bush, he's got apparently quite a party planned. A $40 million party, I think I heard recently.
$40 million?
I don't think we're responsible for all of that.
Well, we're responsible probably for a good chunk of it. Anyway, the nation's 55th presidential inauguration, the first to be held since 9/11, will take place this month under perhaps the heaviest security of any in U.S. history. Dozens of federal and local law enforcement agencies and military commands are planning what they describe as the heaviest possible security. Virtually everyone who gets within eyesight of the president either during the January 20th inauguration ceremony at the U.S. Capitol or the inaugural parade downtown down Pennsylvania Avenue later in the day will go through a metal detector or receive a body pat-down. Thousands of police officers and military personnel are being brought to Washington from around the country for the four-day event. Sharpshooters will be deployed on roofs, while bomb-sniffing dogs will work the streets. Does this sound like any place you want to be?
No, I'm not going.
I was thinking about going, but now I'm not going to.
There is no way. You couldn't pay me to go to this thing. I mean, some sort of some sharpshooter gets a little hair up his ass and decides to start taking shots because he thinks somebody's... Who knows what they could do?
Who knows what those sharpshooters are thinking?
Yeah, well, you never know. I don't think I would feel too good knowing that there are weapons trained on or nearby me at any given time.
But you support open carry laws?
I support... Yes, absolutely I support open carry laws. We're talking about government using weapons, which I'm not necessarily a fan of.
So you're okay if you walk down the street thinking there could be a private sniper on a rooftop?
Well, you wouldn't know about them.
Free market snipers?
You okay with free market snipers?
Electronic sensors will be used to detect chemical or biological weapons. Anti-abortion protesters have been warned to leave their crosses at home. Parade performers will have security escorts to the bathroom. And they've been ordered to not look directly at President Bush. What's that all about?
They're not worthy to meet his gaze, apparently.
That's weird.
Doesn't that sound kind of... authoritarian communist?
It's like you can't. It's weird. Like he's a movie star on a set. You're not allowed to look at the president while he's on the set.
Well, it's almost like he's some sort of exalted god. You can't. You, the lowly ones, cannot lock eyes with the high, the ultimate president of the United States.
It's weird.
What it is they're taking the ultimate step in security and also trying to make sure that he won't fall victim to any attacks by either hypnosis or dark sorcery.
Somebody might steal his soul.
Exactly.
Somebody might cast a hex on him.
Somebody might have a Tabasco sauce bottle full of brain transference serum and, you know, just go like Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron and
you're
like
way
Father
over my
Mike
head,
done.
Man.
Bad movie from the 80s.
Yeah. It's going to be very different from past inaugurals, said a spokeswoman for the U.S. Capitol Bureaucrat Police Force, which is responsible for the Capitol and the ground. She says a lot of the security differences will not be detected by the public. There will be a lot of behind-the-scenes implementation. The public will definitely see more of a police presence. The Department of Homeland Security has designated the inaugural a national special security event. under a protocol introduced by President Bill Clinton that calls for especially heavy security during events of national significance at which large numbers of government officials and dignitaries are present. And blah, 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 on and on and on. Security, they list all the different cities of, we're here in the Tampa Bay area, there's people, there's police officers coming from the Tampa Bay area, from Minneapolis, from Seattle, from all around the country apparently to take part in this multi, you know,
they're all just itching for the chance to save the president's life.
Maybe that's what it is.
Shooting some armed bandit.
Wouldn't it be interesting if something did happen?
Oh, it'd be awful.
Now, I don't, well,
it'd make for great news and a lot of good discussion.
It would be a lot of news.
It would make this show good for a couple nights.
I'm not
saying the show's not good. Hold on, I didn't quite mean that the way it came out.
I'm not saying that something bad should happen to the president or anything like that, but should something bad happen?
Your life will be so much better if Dick Cheney's in charge?
Wouldn't that be, no, but would it just be interesting? All of this, all of them hailing this security, look at all of our security, it's so big and important and
well, I think
excessive.
Anyone who does security will readily admit that there's no way to completely 100% secure any place or time.
Do you think they would admit that?
I think that they would.
I would hope that they would, because I agree with you, and I think that you're right about that.
I mean, security is a myth.
Right.
It is vapors that people grab at.
Right. If somebody was determined enough to cause some havoc at this, they absolutely could.
Unfortunately.
However that means. I mean, we can't predict how it would be, whether it be a bomb or a gunshot or...
Someone crashed a plane into the crowd.
Or somebody driving a truck into the crowd, or et cetera.
I bet you couldn't get a truck through.
Well, you could get it up to a barricade and maybe through that, and who knows how much farther. But
make a mess.
My guess is the barricades will be blocked off by tanks.
Could very well be. Apparently, they really are locking things down in Washington, D.C. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And if you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. What are we doing? You got the Lycos Top 50 there, Manwich?
Got it here.
Let's see what's going on the internet this
week. It's sad.
Let's just do the top 10. Let's just see what's in the top 10.
This is the top 10 for what time span?
Pardon me? This past week.
Oh, it's for the past week?
Right.
January the 14th through the 16th, it says?
No, it should be a little bit wider than that.
No,
it should
it says
be an entire 14th
week. Through the 16th.
That's interesting.
Strange.
I don't know how that's possible. The 16th hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, now that's even stranger.
You're right. It's for the week ending January the 8th.
There you go. Well, we'll come back with that. The Lycos Top 50, the most internet searched terms of the past week. It usually says a little something about what America is thinking this week. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember the adage, seeing is believing? Now there's a car that you can see, but you can't touch. And on first sight, you definitely won't believe. When I come back, I'll walk you through it.
What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply. So get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. The latest models are off the drawing board and on the assembly line. But at the next car show, you may not have to worry about bumping into these futuristic cars. They could be holograms, based on a technology called replacement reality. Zebra Imaging and Ford have developed a breakthrough process for viewing electronic design in translucent 3D, which may replace clay models of the automotive stone age with image models of the cyber age. Move over, Fred Flintstone. George Jetson's here to stay. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Friday night, and you can call about anything. Actually, you can call about anything anytime, because that's what the show's all about. You're free to call and talk about anything in the show's live, six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Saturday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Then Harry Brown comes on after us.
That's true. One of our favorite talk show hosts.
That's right.
And there aren't very many good talk show hosts in the world. Harry Brown happens to be one of them.
We do love Harry Brown.
Yes. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and experience the bulletin board system. There are thousands of posts for you to look through. Hundreds of users. Over 250 users, as a matter of fact.
There's little polls on there you can vote on.
Sure.
Different things you can vote on, whether or not you like the three-host format or two hosts here.
That's
on
true, because
Live.
We alternate. Yeah. We have Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays where there are three hosts on the show, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays where there are two hosts on the show, and the poll, it's kind of like the official Free Talk Live poll, but anybody can create polls on the BBS.
Yeah.
So the official question is, well, which one do you prefer, two-host show, three-host show, or do you like the rotating thing?
Vote for me. Vote for me and keep me in the job.
Well, we don't pay you, and secondly, there's no vote for Scott option.
Never,
although someone
ever
could,
will.
Someone could post a who's your favorite co-host poll. That's been done in the past.
Do it, and make me the only option.
I normally lose that particular poll. 1-800-259-9231. So log on and check that out at freetalklive.com. There's a bunch of other cool stuff on there.
Since you own the Free Talk Live intellectual property, you're pretty thoroughly entrenched.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
People,
so Lyko's top 50.
All right. Lyko's top 50.
Coming in at number 10.
We should do this every Friday. Because Friday, for some reason, is the least participated show. Like, during the week, we're rocking with phone calls. And everybody's out Friday night. They're all busy out, going partying, drinking, et cetera, or working. And so we're light on the phones on Friday nights. And it's always been that way. So I think maybe we should make a habit of doing the Lyko's Top 50.
See, I don't understand. Free Talk Live is a great drunken party show.
It is. We have, well, of course, a few.
Like call a couple us drunk. Shoot your guns.
Well, yeah, a couple years ago, we did have the drunken rednecks call on a Friday night from the forest out here in Tampa Bay.
Well, they would call every Friday night, but one time they called and were shooting shotguns in the woods.
That's right. I think I said one time a couple years. I think I said a couple years ago they called in, and they really were shooting shotguns off in the woods, or at least so we thought.
That's great.
I'm sure they were.
It seemed legitimate. And so we can usually see through the fake calls. Anyway, the Lyko's Top 50.
The Lyko's Top 50 is a great little system to see what America is thinking about in a given week's time. It takes the week ending January the 8th, and Lycos reports their top 50 searches on their service.
It's really a brilliant concept. Now, I never use Lycos. I use Google. It happens to be my preferred search site. But there's also another interesting site out there called Metacrawler.
Metacrawler,
because they have the snooper
MetaSpy
tool. Yeah, MetaSpy. Where if you click on MetaSpy and you click the unfiltered version of it, you actually get to see live, basically, what people are searching for at that instant.
Wow.
So, if you watch the unfiltered one, you really get to see how many people are looking for sexual-related things on the Internet at any given time. And I think they filter that out from the Lycos Top 50.
Most likely, because...
Not quite.
Oh, really?
Coming in at number 13 is apparently a tape by Michelle Beath.
Ah, yeah, okay. They might do something like
then
that.
Then Tyra Reid got, there was a little dress accident that she had that apparently people want to see too.
But I wonder
number
where 11 I wonder
is the
where
top fad. Though.
I wonder where sex would fall on the list of the Lycos Top 50 any given week.
And probably pretty low.
You think?
Most people don't normally search for the word sex. Most people search for specific acts that they want to see performed.
Oh, okay.
Because I've done the MetaSpy thing too, and I'm just like,
right.
I didn't know that word existed. What does that mean? And you can do that to a person?
Yeah. It's an interesting little thing.
Yeah,
so.
Capital B.
So Lycos doesn't have to hire a polling company to call Americans and ask them what they're thinking about
right.
or what they're interested in.
They already
we
know.
Find out already, and it's fascinating. So
it
where
is.
Are we at? What do
number
we got?
11. The top fad in the country apparently is poker.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Which I think is great. Cause
one
I'm...
of our co-hosts is really into it. Jason,
yeah.
On Wednesday nights.
So am I.
Okay. Two of our co-hosts.
I'm very good at it. No one will invite me anymore.
I want to play poker with you, man. Which
is it? The Texas Hold'em? That's
yeah.
the new thing.
Well, that's the most popular one because that's what's normally played in tournaments.
Well, now I'm thinking we're going to have like a Free Talk Live crew poker night or something. Like
the problem is that I work all day and then do the show and I can't stay up late.
What do you do on Sunday?
We'll get together on a Sunday afternoon,
okay,
before my show, and we'll have a poker day.
All right, bring your pennies. Number 10.
Amber? We can't gamble in Florida. You can't say that.
Not even pennies?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah, Johnson looked up the laws.
Get out of here. I didn't realize that. Oh, but only with pennies.
No, not only with pennies. Very very small stake.
What is the amount?
No more than $2 per bet.
Huh. Interesting. All right.
Amber Fry is number 10.
Who the hell is that?
That's the witness in the Scott Peterson murder trial.
Shows you how out of touch with reality I am.
She has a new book out where she cashes in on the whole I dated a married man who kills his wife thing.
You go, girl.
Yeah. Okay.
You can cash in, do it.
Number 9.
If they'll buy it, put it out there.
Ashley Simpson.
Ugh.
What happened at the Super Bowl? Or the Orange Bowl, excuse me?
And she got booed.
Oh,
by
really?
70,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great, because
she's
awful.
Bad, isn't she?
Awful. I mean, you could tell she was actually performing live, and there's a reason she lip-syncs. There's
ooh.
Definitely a reason she lip-syncs. She has a studio voice, as in... one that sounds better processed 85 different ways
well,
from
even
Sunday.
Well, even the very, very small amount of her music that I've listened to hasn't really been that impressive. I mean, even the studio stuff.
Right. It's not normally impressive. And then you take that and just make it live with someone who has no ability to perform. It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I got to ask a question about Ashley Simpson. Jackie, my fiance, has been watching some TV recently, and so now and then I stumble across a little bit of television, and
mm-hmm.
she happens to like MTV. And apparently this girl, Ashley Simpson, has her own television show now. What in the hell is this obsession that the MTV programmers have? I mean, it must reflect on the generation that watches MTV that, like, 50% of their programs are about the Simpson girls, Jessica and Ashley Simpson. What the hell?
It's only two shows.
But they're cheap?
It's the only ones they're promoting during their breaks. I mean, seriously, it seems like those are their two hottest shows.
I don't get it. I remember MTV
she's
when they played
hot.
Music. Sorry.
Ashley Simpson isn't even really that good looking. Compared to Jessica Simpson, she's nothing.
I don't even know the difference.
One has dark hair.
Oh. which one is blonde?
Jessica.
Oh, that was
she's
the
older
I was
one.
Of.
Right.
Number 8.
She's the one who supposedly saved her virginity for marriage.
That's beautiful.
Which is now falling apart.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
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 Hmm. Hey, that's marriage for you.
You win some, you lose some.
All right.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Number 8. Jennifer Garner, the star of the new movie from Marvel Comics, Elektra.
Ooh, that came out today and sucks.
Does it
seen
suck?
It?
Sucks. No, I've heard nothing but awful about
well,
it.
Now, how can you say that it sucks?
Well, I could tell
it from trusted sources?
Kind of, and I could tell that it sucked from the previous.
Okay.
And
well, I never saw Daredevil. Was it any good?
No,
I thought it was pretty good.
Bad.
I liked it.
The movie wasn't that bad, except it looked like it had been edited by a 3-year-old.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
It must have made edited by a 3-year-old. It must have made some money because if it didn't,
they wouldn't have,
then they wouldn't have made a sequel.
Well, it's not a sequel.
It's not Elektra
spin-off. Elektra has her entire own comic series.
She does now, but she was a she sprung from
but
the pages.
But the movie's
Daredevil.
Not a spinoff. The movie's.
They wouldn't have made her movie, though, if Daredevil didn't do well, right?
You should see what they've got coming down the pipeline. Yes,
oh,
they would
boy.
Have.
1-800-259-9231. Tell me what that means when we come back. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything, you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and anything goes. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got all kinds of ladies on there. Every one of them, a listener to the show, of all sorts of different ages, all the way, I think, from as young as 16 to as old as their late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it proves that Free Talk Live has a female listenership, and not only do we have a female listenership, but they're dedicated enough to this show that they took the time to send us an email with their picture included.
Some of them were dedicated enough to the show to take their picture with a sign that says Free Talk Live.
And the only reason why it's not the majority of them is because that's a brand new thing.
Yes, brand new.
That's called validation. And we have a brand new validated Shriner. It's an authoress, C.F. Jackson. So be sure you check that out.
There's a link
to authoress.
That's his word. He used that.
I think authoress is a real word.
I don't care. Oh, that's one of my pet peeves.
It's too politically correct.
Look, man,
actress,
you got enough pet
waitress,
peeves. You got enough pet peeves to start a peeve zoo.
Okay, that was really
dumb.
Is that
original?
It is.
I can tell.
1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. The Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a lady and you listen to this show and you'd like to be a part of it, first of all, you need to know it's not a beauty contest. You can go check it out at freetalklive.com and send your send us an email with your picture included and maybe a little bit about yourself, and we'll put you up there. It's that simple. So check it out, freetalklive.com. We have our finger on the pulse of a nation.
Yes, we do.
Lycos, actually, top 50, has a finger on the pulse. We're just telling you about
it. We just read it.
This is the pulse of the world, man.
Is it a worldwide thing, or do they focus on America? Because they have that ability. I mean, they can exclude the rest of the world from this.
Well, I haven't read all the search criteria.
I think it's an American thing.
Oh, okay.
Because I find it hard to believe that the entire world is searching Ashley Simpson. I just find that hard to believe.
It's possible.
What number was she, Manwich?
Number 9.
I just find that really hard to believe.
Coming in at number 7.
Eight? What was 8?
8 was Jennifer Garner.
Oh, Jennifer Garner. You were going to say something about the other comic book movies coming down the pipe?
Oh, well, it's...
How bad they are or something?
Not so much. And it's not even
they're
so much what they've got.
Them.
No, they're not. No, they're not even remotely.
They've got to be.
I know.
The major heroes are done.
I want to see a movie based on an Alien versus Predator. Wait, they already did that.
Yeah, unfortunately. No, because they haven't done Ghost Rider yet.
Ghost Rider is not a major character.
Yes, he is.
What?
For
Who
Marvel?
The hell's Elektra?
Right, I know, she's...
That's what I'm telling you. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
No, Marvel has options for just about every title they've ever published for movies.
I'm sure.
They've got, like, 300 different titles.
How
and
about
I think
Little
they've
Lulu?
That was never a Marvel character.
Thank God, it's Gold Key.
And DC only had a few characters for the movies. But, for example, DC hasn't made a Flash movie.
Which, they're actually looking at doing a Flash.
Exactly, they
there
are.
There used to be a Flash TV series in there.
I know, with John Wesley Shipp as the
Flash.
Well,
I wish they'd release the Flash movie and the same day that Marvel releases the Quicksilver movie and see which one does better. Hand Marvel their butt.
Manwich's fantasy.
Who would go see a Quicksilver movie?
I'd go see a Quicksilver movie just to see what it was like.
I'd go see a Strong Guy movie. I would, if I was going to go see a
Strong
Marvel.
Bad?
No, not I'd go see a Strong Bad movie.
That would be great.
But Strong Guy. Just because that's the greatest superhero name ever. I'm Strong Guy.
Do you think
I'm strong.
Do you think they could keep it up for a feature-length film, the Homestar Runner? Cast?
They can't keep it up for a five-minute cartoon anymore.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is it that bad now?
Sometimes.
I haven't been there for a long, long time. HomestarRunner.com, kind of a cool website.
All right, coming in at number 7. One of the Lycos 50 Elite. Down from number 3, Pamela Anderson. It says here sitcom star, which I'm not sure... Which
is she in a sitcom? Well, is she in one now?
No,
I don't know the TV man.
She did have that cartoon series on Spike TV for
a
while.
At this point, she's just a surgically augmented blonde gal.
Well, and then surgically unaugmented after
that. Oh,
yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
Well, fantastic.
She had those removed years ago.
What do I know?
Not much.
Number 6.
Maybe this isn't going to work out. I mean, do you think this is going to work out every week because there's always the same people in the top 10?
It just baffles me how the inanity of this list, in my opinion.
Like people just can't get enough of Pamela Anderson.
Just can't get enough of Pamela Anderson.
She's been on that list for years.
The list for 280 consecutive weeks since they've actually been seeing how long someone stays on the list.
Yeah.
And so has number 6.
5.5 years.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z is still in the top 10.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a cartoon show that
has... It's a Japanese thing.
It's a Japanese cartoon show that has then had spin-off card games and video
cards
games
and
action figures and everything.
Now, number 5 is at least some relevant news. Anna Nicole Smith.
What?
Yeah,
what is relevant about her?
She lost a case this week or last week that she lost the case... To her most recent loss of a case with a claim against her former 88-year-old husband who died his fortune.
So,
which he didn't leave her any money anyway, so how she ever got any from it anyhow.
What?
Well, he didn't leave her any, but
after
the judge
all
said...
that, she didn't get anything?
No, he didn't leave her anything. The judge gave her $88 million.
Really?
The judge did, yeah. Well, it's his wife.
Huh.
And wives have a legal claim.
Right, he didn't... See, that's the thing. His will didn't specifically exclude her, so the judge ruled that by default she's entitled to this amount before the rest of the estate is divided.
But now that's been taken away from her?
The kids are trying to get it taken away from her.
It has been taken away from her.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Guess she's going to have to go whore herself out a little bit more. Huh?
Well, she's doing trim spa ads.
Right.
She's got plenty of, she's on the television. She's doing fine. And Nicole Smith isn't working for
her. Well, it depends on how much crack she's smoking.
Do you think she's smoking crack?
I don't know. That's an allegation. 1-800-259-9231. 800-2... Do you think she really lost all that weight from Trim Spa?
Well, Trim Spa could just be crack.
If I got paid enough, I'd lose weight, too.
Trim Spa. Ingredient number one, methamphetamine. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. All the allegations about Trim Spa are purely allegations and not fact. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first 3-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are closing out hour number two here, but we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is, it might happen to be on your mind. And don't forget, if you're on the outer periphery of a radio signal, you're just barely pulling the show in, and it's almost intolerable to listen to because of all the static, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live streaming. Free live streaming and high quality at that.
Yes, lots of bits and bytes.
That way all the intolerable parts come in more clearly.
Yeah, precisely. Like the Lycos Top 50 we're talking about right now. Actually, it's a lot of fun to do this. The Lycos Top 50 keeps track of all of the internet searches over a given week, and they report on what's number one and what's number two all the way on through 50. We're doing.
I'm going to tell you what's number four.
What's number four?
Now, we had Anna Nicole Smith at number five.
Right.
Number four, Miss Talent herself, I'm telling you, this girl is a musical genius. Really, she is. She's been on the charts as long as Pam Anderson, 280 weeks, as long as they've been testing. Number four, Britney Spears.
Well, you know, maybe they're trying to find out some more. A lot of people are searching, see what they can find out about her becoming a a forensic scientist. That's what it is.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think it was last week, right?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, silly.
Britney Spears, she didn't really have a career now. I mean, sure, she's still out there touring, and I guess she puts out albums.
That's a career.
Still, but she doesn't. It's not anything like it was 280 weeks ago, though, I'll tell you that. So it's amazing to me that she's still there at the top of the charts.
Well, now people are searching for those tabloid photos of her with no makeup where she's just hideous and awful.
I've seen those.
Yeah, where it's just, Britney Spears is ugly. Good, everybody look at her. She's ugly.
She's got a bunch of pimples and all that, yeah.
Poor thing.
I've never been attracted to Britney Spears, even
she's
when she
a
was
musical
all,
genius.
When she was all airbrushed and... What? I hope to God you're kidding, man, which... You've said that like three times and now I don't know... A musical genius.
Genius.
She has no musical talent.
I was attracted to her when she was like 16, and I can say that because I was of age at the time.
Let's see, how old is she now?
23 or something. Like that.
Oh, well, then so was I.
Yeah. Yeah. She was hot back then.
Wait, no, I was 19. Well, yeah, in Florida,
in
I was
Florida,
still of age.
Fully legal.
Yeah.
Speaking of talentless hacks, coming in at number three, Clay Aiken.
What?
Yeah.
My mother has Clay Aiken's Christmas album, and I went up to Illinois to visit my family over the holidays.
It was called Joyful Noise.
Okay, I didn't know that, but I know that
How the
I...
hell do you know that?
That was definitely...
Printed right here.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely not a joyful noise that I heard coming out of her speakers 150 times.
Apparently every musical artist and their grandmother who sold an album has to have a Christmas album.
I want the Metallica Christmas album.
Yeah, there you go.
And Pantera's Christmas album.
Pantera, Afraid They're Broken Up.
Right, well, unfortunately, but they should have done one. I know they recorded some Christmas tracks.
A Dimebag Christmas.
Yes, exactly. A Very Daryl Christmas.
That poor guy, man, I really feel sorry for that situation. Do you know what happened?
Yeah.
Man? The dude got up on stage and busted a few caps in the guy. Crazy situation.
It is crazy.
All right, where are we at?
What are you going to do about it?
Number two.
Two.
Hurry up.
Paris Hilton.
Still?
Wow. That's skank. That's all I have to say. Number one.
I think she's kind of cute. Number one. Tsunami disaster.
Oh, really?
Okay.
A news item in the top 10.
Yeah.
Interesting.
People want to find out about it. Tug it on those heartstrings, you know.
Now, that doesn't say if it's people looking for grisly photos of the tsunami disaster or looking to help out with the tsunami disaster, but it's all kind of lumped together. 1-800-259-9231. We got an hour to go here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes, whether it be political, personal, whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. If you're